Can wish you all a happy new year. As Father said, today is the beginning of Lent, and you can tell by the purple vestments and the Advent wreath and the lack of the Gloria in the beginning that we are in Advent. The next 22 days, we celebrate Advent. And as a reminder, Advent is not meant to be Christmas. The world tells us to start celebrating Christmas right after Thanksgiving. If we do this, we will miss a great opportunity to grow spiritually. The Church, in her wisdom, asks us to use the season of Advent to examine the areas in our lives where we have not lived out the awesome plan that God has for our lives. The Church asks us to focus these first 2 weeks of Advent on the coming of Christ, but not in a way that we might think. We are asked to focus not so much on the coming of the Christ child on Christmas morning, but rather on his second coming, when Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. In the gospel, we are called by our Lord to approach his coming this Advent in three steps: to wait, to watch, and to stay awake. First, we are called to wait. As modern day Americans, we do not like to wait. In fact, most of us can't even wait for Christmas. Anytime we wait, we do so because we expect something to happen. The waiting of Advent is not meant to be a time of idle waiting, but rather a hope-filled time of anticipation of God's action in our lives. During Advent, we are called to be more conscious of the fact that God is present while we wait. He wants us to prepare our souls this Advent to receive his grace, the free, undeserved gift of his life living within us. Sometimes our lack of faith, our own self-centeredness, and the distractions of this world prevent us from seeing God's presence in our lives. Mary is a great example to all of us this Advent. We remember that Mary carried Jesus in her womb for 9 months. Mary could not see Jesus, but she had the faith that the Word of God had become flesh inside of her. She waited in joyful hope for Jesus' coming into this world. This Advent, we are called to wait patiently for God to fulfill his plans for us in his own way and in his own time. Our goal this Advent is to be like Mary and to say yes to God's plan in our lives. God desires to fill us with his grace, just like he filled Mary with his grace. Let us ask God for his grace this Advent. Secondly, we are called to watch. Jesus tells his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." Our Lord is not trying to scare us. He is trying to break through the anxieties and the distractions of this world. The stresses of school, of work, of taking care of a loved one, relationship problems, addictions, politics, and yes, even the secularization of Christmas. No matter how many parties we go to, or how many presents we buy, or how festive our house looks, or how well we prepare the food, we will miss the point of Advent if we don't take the time and the effort to prepare ourselves for Christ's coming. Jesus is warning us that he will be returning when we least expect it. Jesus tells us that we are to be like a faithful gatekeeper watching for the master of the house to return. When the master comes unexpectedly, our reaction should be one of joy and welcome. We should not be watching in fear, like people who are afraid of a harsh employer. This Advent, let us be like faithful members of the master's household, who have the master's interest at heart and not our own self-interests. We must ensure that our priorities, our choices, our values, and our actions are all consistent with the teachings of Christ in the gospel. He has invited us to share in his eternal life by accepting and following his teachings, the teachings of his church. On Judgment Day, we should be able to respond to Christ by saying, "Lord, I have been hard at work doing the things you love. I hope you are well pleased with my priorities and my actions." Lastly, we are called to stay awake. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. The master of the house is coming at the end of our lives, whether we like it or not, and frankly, he is coming whether we believe it or not. He is coming to determine our capacity to receive eternal life. When he comes and finds us ready and waiting, opening the gates of our lives to his will, then we will have nothing but peace and joy. If he comes and finds us spiritually asleep, with our hearts firmly closed to him, then we will face an eternity without love, an eternity in hell. Our spiritual life can be like driving a car. If we are tired, if we are texting, we are liable to doze off or make poor decisions that could result in a fatal accident. In the same way, we can be distracted in our spiritual lives, ignoring potential warning signs. This happens when we allow things in our lives that distract us from being who Christ wants us to be, especially through the internet, movies, music, popular culture, social media. When we act immorally or exercise poor self-control or stop taking time for our prayer in our daily lives, we are slowly but surely falling asleep to the will of God in our lives. When we fall asleep spiritually, we are missing opportunities the Lord provides for us to experience his presence in our lives. This could be fatal to the life that God wants to give us this Advent. This Advent, let us remember the good news that God is with us at all times. His plan for our life is far better than we could ever imagine. And he desires our salvation above everything else. How awesome is that? This is why Jesus is warning us of his second coming in today's gospel. We can be assured that there is no sin that God the Father can't forgive, no problem that he cannot resolve. There is no relationship that he can't make right, and no addiction that he cannot heal. He loves us. This is why God the Father gave us the gift of Jesus Christ on Christmas morning. This is why he has given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the church, the sacraments, Mary, his mother and our mother, and of course, this holy season of Advent. Our Lord is trying to lead us through the church into his heavenly kingdom. Let us pray today at Mass that we might be able to wait, watch, and stay awake this Advent in order that we might be ready when he comes again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.